Socialism, the political arm of the religion of secular humanism. Socialism is government policy which assumes that government has the right to redistribute wealth and address public welfare through taxation. Though a socialism government does not assume control over the means of production as does communism, it does assume control of the proceeds from production. If I own the wealth created by your farm, do I not effectively own your farm, its real value? So the difference between communism and socialism is nebulous at best, and it can be argued that socialism is merely a transitory state toward communism. Consider that a farm owner who never gets the wealth from his farm will eventually stop farming, and so the government will then have to make him farm it or take it away and give it to someone, a government agency, who will farm it. What are the flaws of socialism? Well, let's ask some questions. How does the community exercise control? What is the motivation for the community to control? Would the controlling staff make higher or lower wages than the production workers? If higher, why would a production worker continue and not become a controller? If lower, why would a controller continue and not become a production worker? What happens when community control breaks down? Capitalism is its theoretical foe. The problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money, by Margaret Thatcher. Government ownership of the means of production. The premise of socialism is that the government owns everything. Anything that you receive from that government is a benefit by definition. Consider this in contrast with the statement I made earlier in the message, God owns everything in the universe and gives it to whomsoever he will. This is why I consider secular humanism a religion which has been set up as the state religion of the United States against the First Amendment. Socialism is the political manifestation of secular humanism, just as Sharia is the political manifestation of Islam. Historically, free enterprise, capitalism, is the political manifestation of Christianity. There is no freedom in socialism or Sharia. Free enterprise is obviously about freedom. Jesus is the universal liberator. Whom the Son shall make free is free indeed. Without the revelation of freedom that comes by the Holy Spirit, it is no wonder that we see Americans giving it away so easily. Jesus paid the ultimate price for our spiritual freedom. For over 230 years, American soldiers have paid the ultimate price for our political and economic freedom. Productivity and socialism. There are productive people and there are users. Productive people build and bring order out of chaos. Users take advantage of what producers have built, dissipate it, and return it to chaos. In small towns, users can be readily identified. In big cities, they fade into the masses. So big cities are magnets for users, and that is why big cities all vote for socialism. The majority are users. Here's an important principle. Wherever you go, there you are. Christ Jesus began his ministry with the command, repent. Repent means to change one's way of thinking. The most important change in thinking is about the nature and person of God, Christ Jesus. But as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. This is a spiritual law that manifests regardless of the nature of the heart. In order for America to be great, she must honor producers and find a way to get users back into the system. The problem, though, is that a user's vote counts just as much as a producer's vote. So, we need a spiritual revival to break the pattern described above. The historical cycle seems to be from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to apathy, from apathy to dependency, and from dependency back to bondage once more. Henning Webb Prentice, Jr. Ayn Rand said this: when you see that trading is done not by consent but by compulsion, when you see that in order to produce you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you, when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. Sorry, people. They used to call people who did not show the initiative to carry their own weight sorry. This term meant that they were in a pitiful state. Their mental state translated into their physical and financial state. They were poor spiritually. Being sorry had a negative connotation back then. Sociologists have elevated sorriness to respectability. This is just part of the great deception that has settled on many in America over the past 60 years. Sorriness is satanic, just as are abortion, homosexuality, lawlessness, stealing, taxation, etc. Jesus said, if you don't repent, change your way of thinking, you will all perish. We need a revival of faith in America, which will translate into self-respect, independence, pride in country, industriousness, and a future. The socialist strategy for control. Regarding the Democratic Socialist Party, they do not want to stop crime of any sort. Why? Because any social problem gives them another opportunity to pass laws, create programs, bureaucracy, and increase their control over the people. Darkness and socialism. You have to be in darkness to ignore basic human tendencies. Number one, selfishness. Number two, laziness. Number three, depravity. These tendencies come from the fallen nature of man. This nature can only be changed through a relationship with Christ Jesus. We must be born again. Sociologists deny the above tendencies, and so their policies have no possibility of success. The attempts to implement socialism, communism have always failed and will always fail. The socialist imagines a world that does not exist, but it is one which would be wonderful to live in. This is the power of their platform. It is why the philosophy will never go away. The reality is that the utopia that the socialist dreams of can be found in the kingdom of God. And this kingdom exists now. However, the only way to enter the kingdom is to be born again. This requirement is why Satan motivates people to try to build their own kingdom, utopia. Satan is a master deceiver. He does his best work by manufacturing fake products based on that which is true, those things found in the kingdom. So ignoring the truth about human nature leads the socialist down the rabbit hole. It is no coincidence that Jesus said, "He is the light of the world, the way, the truth, and the life. Only by entering the kingdom through him can we find abundant life. Any other path is fraught with theft, death, and destruction. Manipulation. Racism, sexism, bigotry all exist. But the truth is they don't exist in the heart of God, nor in the heart of those who are born of God. Christ sets us free from that way of thinking and being. The false god of socialism is being promoted because of the above sins, while the very movement that promotes socialism thrives on these sins. The manipulation of America toward the lie of socialism is Satan's counterfeit to the preaching of the gospel truth.